About that? Where would you be if without the Lord on your side? I wouldn't want to go through a day, Larry, without the Lord on my side. Amen. And I'm so glad to know that He is with us this morning. He is an ever-present help in a time of need, and the Lord knows that we need Him. Amen. Where would I be without the Lord on my side? Let's go to Him in a word of prayer. Ask God's blessing on the service this morning. Please pray for me. I believe I have a message from the Lord today. Pray for the choir as we sing. Let's just pray for one another. The Lord knows what we stand in need of. Brother Dwayne Swan, would you pray for us this morning? Yes, Lord. Again, it's great to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. Church, would you stand with me this morning and join the choir as we sing? Page 120, let's sing about the victory that we have in Jesus. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory. On the last now, I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Church, you can be seated. Choir, remain standing with me. Let's turn over to page number 139. Page 139, and let's sing At Calvary. Everyone sing together. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. So good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. Please remember a couple of special prayer requests this morning. I understand Miss Claudia has surgery scheduled for the 18th. Is that correct, Miss Claudia? The 18th. It's heart surgery. And it's great that she is healthy and strong enough to be able to go through the surgery. Amen? And we're just going to pray that God's hand would be upon her as well as be with the doctors and those that will care for her, but please make that a matter of prayer. You could imagine what you might be going through if you had a surgery such as that coming up this month. So just lift her up in prayer. Pray the Lord to give her strength and just to settle her spirit. And Lord, be with them as they work upon our tremendous friend and prayer partner. And she's been such a great inspiration to me and to the church as well. So we just, Miss Claudia, we can continue to pray for you. Know God's will be done. Others are going through some difficult times. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer. Miss Cassie's still in the recovery mode and still unable to drive, not driving yet. So the Lord has provided a way for her to be able to be in the house of the Lord this morning. We're so thankful for that. Also, let me just say that a special thank you to everyone who participated in the fundraiser for the shoeboxes last Sunday evening. I was not able to make it, but understand it was a great, great time. We checked in and saw there was a great crowd. We're thankful for that. And I know that that was a great time, and it was a very successful time. If you were unable to attend and you would like to give a donation, I imagine that there's a jar over here. All right, so please, if you can help out with that, be very, very much appreciated. Next Sunday, August the 9th, next Sunday morning, we will have Brother Brian Haney back here speaking with us in the Sunday morning service. So please make your plans to be here. And I just pray that the Lord would just be with us. On August the 13th, the Ladies' Prayer Brunch will be hosted in the Fellowship Hall at 11 o'clock. That's Thursday, August the 13th. You got a little bit of time. Go ahead and put that on your calendars. And I know that that would be a blessing. Please be here this evening at 5 o'clock as Dwayne continues the purpose of the church, the Bible study on the purpose of the church. And Brother Dwayne will be praying for you, and please be here this evening if you can. Of course, Wednesday night's Bible study, and Brother Brian is still teaching in the book of Esther. And so we checked in on that on Wednesday evening too, and that was a great service. So please be here if you can for that. But let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Anything else that I'm missing? Any other announcements or prayer requests?
Joanne Rich,
okay, in the hospital. So please remember Miss Joanne in prayer. All right, so let's ask the Lord's blessing on the service. Again, as well as an offering this morning, He knows just exactly what we need. Brother Ceylon, would you pray for us?
When I first began to walk with the Lord, I did not really trust Him. How He longed for me to understand that I could. So through the valleys He's led me, afraid as I could be, till I felt His loving arms embracing. Why would I ever doubt a God whose hands hold the universe? And why would I ever question His ability? Yes, I've been through enough to know that He-
me say this morning, if you're visiting with us, we consider it an honor that you would choose Calvary as your place of worship today. I know that we have some that have been visiting with us for some time, and we're very, very thankful for that. But we just pray that you would feel at home in the house of the Lord today. Maybe something will be said, maybe a song has already touched you, and I'd be thankful for that. And I pray that the message will be a blessing to you today. And I feel like the Lord has a message for us. And I was speaking with Brother Ceylon this morning, and he said, "You got it today." I said, "Well, I sure hope so." I do believe that the Lord has given us a message. There's a song that I didn't choose for the choir to sing, but I want to share just the lyrics of the song with you very quickly. It says, there's a battle we're engaged in. Would you agree? Yes. There's a goal line we must cross. There's a weight that must be lifted. But I'm thankful for this. It says, there's a trophy to be won. Though it seems the battle's raging, some are falling at my side. I'm going to run this race with courage till I cross the victory line. It shall be mine. Victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace, listen to this, let the Lord fight my battles. If I sing and shout and have faith and never doubt, it shall be mine. Oh, the joys that now await me when I reach the other side. I'll be safe at home with Jesus in His presence so divine. So I'll run this race with patience, looking forward to that time. There's just one more step before me till I cross the victory line. Victory shall be mine. Amen?
Amen.
We need some victory, don't we? And my prayer is this morning that the Lord will give us a little bit of victory today. You may be here this morning and you feel like maybe that you're in one of the coldest times of your life. I know it's 100 degrees outside, but you can still feel cold on the inside sometimes. You understand? You may be here this morning and you are at a season of your life and you just don't know which way to go. I'm very aware this morning that when I asked the Lord for a message and began to try and prepare through the week, that many times, Ceylon, He gives me the message. All right? Before I ever have an opportunity to give you the message. So I almost feel like I need a mirror to look in on one side as I try and speak to you on the other. So I don't believe that the message is just for me, but I do believe that the message may be just for us. And I hope and pray that the Lord would allow me the opportunity to deliver it in such a way. But you may be the very one that I'm preaching to today. And again, maybe I need to look into the mirror for that. God sent me here this morning to share a message with you with this thought in mind. It's time to get up. It's time to get up. Maybe it's because some things have happened recently. Maybe it's because of what we are going through as a church. Maybe it's because of finances. Maybe it's because of relationships. Or maybe you've just been down for some time. You've been knocked down, but thank God you haven't been knocked out. Amen? The enemy may have pushed you back into the corner, but I'm glad to know that I'm on the winning side. I'm glad to know that though I may have a black eye, that Jesus is still on my side. Amen? Where would I be without the Lord on my side this morning? You may be listening to me online this morning, and I encourage you to please just listen in and hang in there for a little bit. Or you may be listening in this very room here today, and this might be some of the coldest times of your life spiritually. But God, I'm reminded, the Lord speaks to me in songs. I don't know about you, but the Lord tends to sometimes, Brother Larry, just draw me away and through a group or through a choir or an individual, they begin to sing and the Lord just melt my heart. There's nothing that will ever take away, hear me, there's nothing that will ever take away from the preaching of God's Word. But I do believe that sometimes the Lord can use song and He can use times of worship just to draw us aside that we might be able to hear from heaven. And I am reminded of a song that said, God's not through using you, no, God's not through using you. Never give up what He said He will do, for God's not through using you. He's not through using you as an individual. And He's not through using us as a church. Amen, amen right there. Amen. Now, let me help you to understand. When the choir gets up here and sings, we are still the church. And we're going to sing that next Sunday morning, just so you'll know. If you want to get up here in the choir, it'd be a great time for you. Hey, we'll hire some folks to come in, sit and listen to us. But we are going to sing We Are Still the Church next Sunday morning. That's my plan. I've already got it on the radar if the Lord doesn't change my mind between now and then. But the church is not the walls. It's not the bricks. It's not the wood. And it's not the mortar. Dwayne, we're talking about the church. Is you and I. We are still the church. And I'm so glad to know, here's another one of them songs, that I'm part of the family of God. And I'm telling you this morning that you may be knocked down. Calvary may have a black eye. But Jeff, we're not knocked out. And it's time to get up. It's time to get up and to be about the Father's business. And I believe that we are at our strongest. We are standing our tallest when we're on our knees. I talked to someone this week and they said, you know what? You know what would really strengthen the church and what you're going through? Prayer. Boy, it seems so simple, doesn't it? But we need to unite. If there's ever been a time that we need to pray, Calvary, is today. We are part of the family of God. God's not through using you. Never give up what He said He will do because God's not through using you. Turn with me this morning to the book of Micah. The book of Micah, chapter number 7, and we're going to look at one verse just for a little bit this morning, and that's verse number 8. Micah chapter number 7 and verse number 8. The Bible says, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. Who's the enemy? Huh? So it's not me and you, right? We're not the enemy of each other. He's the enemy. It says, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I'm glad to know that when I fall, according to God's word, I will arise. When you get knocked down, and we all do, you cannot just lay there. You must get back up. No matter how long you've been down. You know, you can come to church Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, and you still leave the same way as when you came in. Sometimes we don't get anything because we didn't bring anything to get anything in. Sometimes we're coming in, we're trying to get the Lord to fill an unclean vessel. But we are still the church. But in order to be what God would be pleased with as a church, we've got to get up. Maybe you've been down for some time. But this could be your season. Now, we've heard it for years. If we could just get Calvary to the next level. How many times have you heard that? If we could just get Calvary to the next level. But I'm here to tell you this morning that God is able. And maybe He wants to take us to the next level. Maybe He's trying to take us to the next season. We're in a season. Would you agree with me this morning? But it's time that you and I get up. And I'm praying that God would give us victory today. I met with a very, very precious family, and I won't mention names, but I met with them yesterday. Precious family. I love them. You love them. And I asked, I said, are you guys going to church anywhere? And there was a silence in the room. And they said, no, we're not. Not right now. We're not. Breaks my heart. Are you going to church anywhere? No. But here's what one of them said. But I miss it so bad. They said, what we miss most is just being a part of a church family. I was thinking about that this morning, and immediately my mind went back to when my mother passed away. You talking about a group of people coming and loving on you? When my mom passed away, I'll never forget it. You know, they say that a way to a man's heart is through his... Yeah, if there's one thing I remember, Brother Jeff, is this group of people, even then and even now, could some more cook some groceries? Amen? And I'll never forget the roast, the carrots, and taters that came to the house. I'll never forget all the casseroles and all the desserts that came to the house. But what I remember most of all was the love that was poured out by this church family onto my family. Same thing when Terry's dad passed away. Same thing when her mother passed away. And the church just comes together in times like that. There's nothing like that person yesterday said, there's nothing like the love of a church family. And that is what I miss the most. Hey, we need to love on one another. Amen. We need to encourage one another. Somebody needs to call Miss Claudia this week and say, I just want to let you know that I am praying for you and God is going to take care of you. Amen. And it's in times like that when Miss Claudia sends me a text and says, hey, I just want to let you know I'm praying for you. I just want to let you know that I love you. I want to let you know that this came to mind and it reminded me of you. We are a part of the family of God. Don't take that for granted. It's not just the walls, but it's the family. And there is nothing more important to us in times like that we can just lean on one another, love on one another, because we are family. I truly believe that we need this verse today. When I get knocked down, do not rejoice over me, all my enemy, I will arise. You know, it's no embarrassment to be knocked down. We all are from time to time. We all get knocked down. It's no disgrace to be down from time to time. You're not a failure because you get discouraged. You're not a failure because you feel like you're in some kind of depression. We all get there from time to time. We are living in this flesh. And the enemy attacks us all. I'll tell you something this morning. To be a little transparent, I knew what the Lord had for me to preach this morning, and I've been praying, Lord, help us to get out of not being, help us not to be discouraged, help us not to get into a state of depression, help us not to always feel like we've been knocked down. And I walked downstairs, and I saw nothing but empty rooms. And the enemy, Brother Don, said, go on up and preach it if you want to. But look around down here at the empty rooms. I'm going to get a little bit ahead of myself. Because you know what I want to tell him? Hey, don't be uncorking your victory with that champagne bottle so quick. Don't be throwing the confetti out on me so quick. Don't throw the confetti out on my family, and don't throw your confetti of victory out on my church, because I serve a God who's able. And I'm on the winning side. Amen? And I'm not going, you may have blacked my eye, but I'm not going to stay down. I might be down, but I'm not knocked out. Hey, we need that Rocky song playing, that theme song of Rocky, don't we? Come strolling it down the aisles of this church. Hey, go ahead. Go ahead, devil. But I'm on the winning side. You're not a failure because you get discouraged. We all do. We are in the flesh. The enemy attacks us. He knocks us down. It doesn't take a lot when we're going through something. You get a phone call, and there's bad news on the other end of the line. The doctor's office calls. You've just been to the doctor for some tests. The doctor's office calls and says the doctor has decided he needs you to go see a specialist because of some of the results from the test, and it's scheduled for Tuesday. Now, is that the most encouraging word you've ever received? Or you get a phone call, and you hear somebody crying on the other end of the line, and you realize it's a family member and something terrible has happened. Somebody's been in an accident or something's happened to a member of your family. You can't stand and tell me that, oh, that don't bother me. Of course it does. It feels like as if though the enemy has just pulled the rug out from under us. Honestly, it feels like the breath has been knocked out of you. But hear me this morning. It is dangerous. We're all going to get knocked down. We all do. But it's dangerous to our spiritual walk to stay down. So I want to tell you this morning, get up, Calvary. Get up. We can't stay down. Lord, help us. It is crippling to our walk to stay down. Terry and I, we go out to eat somewhere. We'll sit there at the table 30, 45 minutes. If we're in a great group of people, we may sit there and talk for an hour. And then, y'all, some of y'all laugh, but I'm telling you, you'll get there one day. Then you get up, and me and Terry always look at each other and say, what you want to talk about now? Hey, you don't just, when you get, don't even ask me, Hassan, how old I am. When you get to that place, you don't just get up and take off anymore. When I got up this morning out of the bed, Brother Don, it was like, nope, don't think I'm going to be making this trip, at least not so quick. You got to get up and kind of get your bearings before you can walk. I get up and my knees are hurting, my legs are numb, my hips, you know, needs to be replaced. There's a cane. Hey, we go through times like that. If you're not now, by the grace of God, you will one day. But it is crippling to stay down. The longer I stay down, the harder it is for me to walk. And spiritually speaking, the longer you stay down, the harder it will be for you to stand up and take a stand for God. Because the enemy will beat you and kick you while you are down. I've always said it, and so have you. We'll get to that in a minute. But sometimes we feel like we're being attacked. It doesn't matter how we have been attacked. We still have Jesus. Amen. Oh, we need a little more than that. We've still got Jesus. Amen? Amen? And we have victory in Him. Weeping may come for the night, but joy still comes in the morning. Notice He said, when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. You see, the enemy came to seek us, to kill us, and destroy us. He's like a raging lion, seeking to devour us. But sometimes he starts to celebrate a little too early. Sometimes he comes after us in our life and he seeks to lure our kids. He seeks to try and get them involved in addictions. He does that to adults as well. He tries to destroy our marriages. He tries to destroy our churches and our ministries. He tries to convince us that we are done and that we are down. But hey, I'm here to tell you again this morning, we've got to get up, church. We've got to get up and look down the road and see if you don't see Jesus coming. When? Right on time. He is able. Now, I just want to declare to the devil this morning, don't uncork your champagne bottle too quick, old boy, because you know what your end result is, and I know what mine is. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our God is still in charge, He's still in control, and He's still on the throne. I might fall down, but I refuse to stay down because God is able. Do you know this morning, I woke up early this morning and I stepped out into the kitchen and I was standing there going over my message. And I looked out and it was very cloudy this morning when I first got up. I don't know, the sun might have already come through by the time you got up, but I noticed I looked outside and it was so cloudy, I couldn't see the sun. But I knew it was there. We may have a little bit of a cloud over us, Calvary, and we might not be able to see Him. But He's there. And He still wants to do a work with Calvary, the church. I don't know what the future holds for us. I truly don't. But I do know this. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. And we've said that over and over and over, but you better get a hold of it, because we got to get up. And we've got to get moving forward for the cause of Christ because he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised, amen? Amen. He's worthy for us to come in for a time of worship. He's worthy for us to get up and to preach his word. He's worthy for us to go into a Sunday school class and teach one or two, amen? We had two, well, three, four, whatever we had. I went down by one of those classes and there was two little ones down there. And someone in there just teaching the love of God. I said, there you go. That's what it's about. Just keep on keeping on for the cause of Christ. Do you know that the ultimate job of the shepherd is to keep the sheep on its feet? Because if the sheep lay down, you hear me? If the sheep lay down, it makes it easy for the enemy to attack. And before you know it, the wolves have come in and have destroyed the whole flock. So the shepherd must keep the sheep on its feet. The Lord sent this old shepherd by this morning to let you know that you got to get up. If you continue to lay there, then the enemy will easily attack. So we must get up, stay on our feet, and stay moving forward for the cause of Christ because he's worthy. It is time to get up. You may fall. You may get discouraged, but you are on the winning side. We've got to get up. I am no threat to the enemy, and I realize that. But I'm here to tell you this morning that Jesus conquered it all at Calvary. When he hung suspended between heaven and earth, and he looked down into the ages of time, that song that said, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind, we can all say that this morning. Amen. He could have said, you know what? I can't do this. I'm done. But he stayed with the cross and he didn't come down. Amen. Looked down through the ages of time, saw a young man, 15 years old, lost and on his way to hell, that stood in need of a Savior. He knew me. Brother Larry, he knew you. He knew that I would fail him. He knew that I would fall. Yet, he loved me. He knew me, yet he loved me. CJ, you're right. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Just a sinner saved by grace. And boy, am I thankful for grace, aren't you? I wonder this morning, do we truly realize what the Lord accomplished at Calvary? I could go on this morning, but I really feel like the Lord has spoken to our hearts. Are you at a place in your life where you say, you know what? I'll be honest with you, Brother Allen. I'm going to be real honest with you for a minute. Last Sunday I left and I was a little discouraged. You might have come in this morning. You might be thinking, you know what? And if you're visiting with us, I apologize. I don't mean to bring out anything that would be discouraging to you. But sometimes we get a little discouraged, don't we, church? But hey, he's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he has a plan. The Bible says that he's got a plan for us of good and not of evil. To give us what? An expected end. He also said, if my people which are called by my name shall what? Humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways. That he would forgive us of our sins and cleanse us and heal our land. Do you feel like we need a healing? Would you be willing this morning, Brother Randy, if you'll play a song for me back there? If you would this morning and you feel a need for prayer, I don't want you to come just because I ask you to. But if you feel like God is truly moving at Calvary and really has touched your heart this morning, and you feel like, you know what, I've laid here long enough, it's time for me to get up. I've been discouraged long enough. Hey, we've been on this ship for a while. I have been here for 30 years. 30 years. I've seen the great, great times at Calvary where souls were being saved. This place was filled. We pulling out chairs. We had to take some chairs out of the choir recently because it made it look so empty. There was a time when we was pulling chairs up there because we had so many people, they didn't have anywhere to sit down. I have seen the great. But when things don't look as great as they did, we can't just lay down and die. We've got to get up. Would you be willing to get up this morning and come and meet me at an altar? And let's ask God to do something. Because He's able and He wants to. Maybe the question is do we want it? Would you come and pray with me this morning? I hope you can say it's been good to have been in the house of the Lord this morning. I appreciate your attention. And I appreciate the opportunity and pray the Lord just speak to our hearts. It's time to get up. Amen. Be about the Father's business. He's got something great in store. Something great in store. I don't know what it is. I'm sure most of us would say the same. But again, we know that He's got a great plan for us. And whatever the case, He knows what we need. Please pray. Continue to make it a matter of prayer. The Lord knows we need a pastor. And the Lord knows we need some direction and some guidance. And again, I thank you. for the opportunity that you've given me this morning, Brother Ceylon, to come and to share his word. And it is time that we, the church, stood up, got up, and moved forward for the cause of Christ. Thank you for being here today. Yes, sir, Brother Jeff. Praise the Lord. Thank you for being here today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for being here this morning. God bless you.
Thank you for being here. Be a part of your worship experience this morning.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else, anything before we leave this morning? Sure. Absolutely. Yes, you did. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's time that we ask him. Amen. You have not because you. So we're going to ask. We're going to get up, move forward. We're going to ask the Lord to do some great things. Amen. Thank you again for being here today. Anyone else, real quick? All right. If you'll stand, we'll be dismissed in a word of prayer. Again, thank you for your attention this morning, the opportunity. Brother Larry, would you close us out in a word of prayer?